I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi there, welcome along to a short, sharp, bite-sized hit from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. Alongside Damien Hughes, I felt that it would be really important just to give you an opportunity to pick up some of the tips that we've learned from the High Performance Podcast in a short, quick way, so you can take these lessons into your daily lives. Please spend the next few minutes just listening and learning and using this podcast to help build your armor so that in the outside world, you can use it to great effect. This week's episode is with Stephen Bartlett. He had an amazing story. He was stealing frozen pizzas just to feed himself in inner city Manchester a few years ago. And then he managed to build a business called Social Chain, which he eventually exited from. And it's worth hundreds of millions of pounds. He's a truly inspiring man to spend time with. He has his own podcast, Diary of a CEO. You can find him on Instagram as well. But when we spoke to him, he shared some amazing nuggets on how to make yourself be successful. Have a listen.
How am I clever? Hard question. Not good at math, not good at English, not really good at anything as it relates to school. My grades were so bad that I forged the grade certificate. So that's probably the... my dad's just found that out. But the certificate I gave him was forged. Wow. Because my brothers are all straight A's. So I felt bad. I think I have always believed that I could. And that, as a force for learning new things and making yourself seem smart, is remarkable. That as a force for achieving things and putting yourselves in situations that you're not qualified to be in is unbelievable. So if there was one thing I'd say, it's that I always believed I could, even when there was no reason for me to believe such a thing.
Damien, you know, of all the people that we've interviewed, and we've interviewed, you know, some of the best known high achieving sports stars and business people on the planet, there's one thing that Stephen said that really stuck with you and resonated, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was in response to a question that has often intrigued me about high performers. And it's not how clever are you, but instead reframing the question to ask, how are you clever? What's your superpower? What is it that distinguishes your intelligence? And his answer was that he always believed I can. He had that really deep intuitive belief that whatever he was faced with, he could find a way to solve a problem and achieve whatever he wanted. And I think in our conversation with him, to explore where that came from and how we can take some of that learning and apply it in our own lives was, to me, really quite profound.
And I think it was brilliant. I think he's such an inspiring guy. But obviously and understandably, there'll be people listening to this little 5-minute episode of the High Performance Podcast, and they'll be thinking, well, I don't have that self-belief. I don't believe that I can and I will and I should. I just struggle a bit. What are the tools then that we need to think about for becoming more like Stephen Bartlett?
Well, when we talk about self-belief, I think there's two component parts of it, Jake. I think we talk about, people often assume self-belief is about self-confidence and being able to project to the world that you think you're capable. But if you think of it like a flower, that's just like the petals and the leaves. The real key element of self-belief comes from the self-esteem bit, and that's like the roots underneath the soil. And that's about where we trust ourselves, where we know what we're good at, and we regularly nurture those roots and remind ourselves of what our talents are. I think that's where real self-belief that's sustainable over a long period comes from. So I think some of it is about recognizing what your strengths are, what you really are good at, and not trying to gloss over it or not trying to play them down, but then nurturing them and developing them. And I think in Stephen's case, he spoke about this ability that he could get on with people, he could connect with people, he had an ability to empathize and engage with people. That was one of his superpowers. So it opened him up to be able to ask questions, to explore success with people that trusted him and were prepared to reveal their secrets.
You know, something that works for me, and I'm sure my wife, Harriet, won't mind me saying this on here, she struggles a bit with anxiety, social anxiety. So a few years ago, before we went out for dinner, it would be hours of, I don't think I can go, I don't think I can eat, I'm nervous about being in the restaurant, what if I'm sick, what if I feel sick? And that was her thing. It was just this inability to be calm before you went out for dinner. And it lasted a long time. And one of the things that really helped her and really helps me as well is that whenever those thoughts still come into her head, we remind each other that it's just your brain playing a trick. It's just a story you've written for yourself. It's just a made up nonsense. And so you mustn't believe it. And it might not work for everyone, but I think for people that are struggling a bit, I think it's worth giving it a go, because there's no benefit to thinking that things are going to be awful, or that you're going to fail, or you're not going to be successful. There's no benefit to thinking I might be ill this afternoon when I go out, or allowing that anxiety to get the better of you. Your brain playing a trick. So whenever people, if they listen to this thinking, oh yeah, but that mindset is so hard to achieve, I can't possibly think everything will be fine because that's not me, that's not how I am. I want them to understand that thinking anything other than everything's going to be fine is your brain playing a trick, because it's like we're writing stories in our heads about the fact that tomorrow or the next day or the next week or the job interview or the event I'm taking part in is going to fail. Well, it's a story. Don't write the story. It's a trick. Don't believe the trick.
And that ties in, you're absolutely right, Jake, with an acronym that people sometimes use around fear, where they say it's about false expectations appearing real in our head. And it's worth people that if they're feeling that fear about, I don't think I'm capable, I don't think I'm good enough, take a step back for a moment and go back and say, which bit is verifiably true? That if you were to, in a court of law and you had to present it, which bits of it would you say were indisputably true, and which bits of it are false? Can you disprove or discredit? And you'll often find that a lot of our beliefs that we have are from previous experiences or like you say, false narratives in our head, that if we start to change them, we change the way we feel about them, and therefore we change the way that we approach them and then behave and perform.
And like everything else, as we talk about on this High Performance Podcast, having a mindset of 100% responsibility, I think is a powerful element to this, because you truly have to believe. And you know what? If you're actually listening to this and you're still struggling with the concept, why don't you just decide? I don't know whether this is a good idea or not, Damien, but it certainly worked for me a few years ago, because I was struggling with this idea of, yes, everything's going to be fine. And so I decided, right, I'm just going to believe it for a day. What's the problem if I believe it for a day? I'm just going to give it a go. So I said, right, for a day, I'm going to believe that every single idea, plan, approach, conversation is going to be successful. And it was a really bloody good day. So it's like, do you know what? I'm going to try this for a couple of days or a weekend or a week. And before you know it, you're so used to feeling positive about stuff that feeds off to other people. You do things you'd never have imagined yourself doing before. You're way more ambitious because you believe things are going to be great. People see the ambition and think, I'll have a bit of that. And suddenly it's the self-fulfilling prophecy. There it is.
That's a brilliant idea, Jake. I love it. Because optimism is infectious, just as cynicism is infectious. So if you take a moment and go, well, who would I rather be surrounded by? And most of us want to be around people that see the best in things, that are constantly planning and looking for great opportunities. So it starts with us. How we choose to approach that determines how other people respond to us.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And I hope that that has given you a little bit of optimism and maybe a few tools to go out and make it a great day, a great week, a great year, a great life. Damien, thank you so much, mate.
Loved it, Jake. Thanks for having me along, as always.
All right. Thank you. Thank you to Will. Thank you to Hannah. Thank you to Finn from Rethink Audio for helping us put this short bite-sized clip of the High Performance Podcast together. Let me just remind you, you can see full episodes on our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and type in the High Performance Podcast. Follow us at High Performance on Instagram. But please talk about, share, rate and review the High Performance Podcast. And there's a new full episode coming your way very soon. Thank you, Lotus Cars. We couldn't do it without you. But most of all, thank you to you for listening. Have a great day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.